All right, it is 9:41 here on WPHM. Beautiful day out there. Lots of sunshine. We'll get into the mid-40s today. Complete details in the weather forecast coming up in just a few minutes. What are your driving habits like? Do you engage in risky driving behavior? Chances are you do, according to a new report from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety. It found that millennials are the worst offenders when it comes to risky behavior, but so are a lot of the rest of us as well. Here to shed a little bit more light on this from AAA is Gary Bubar. Gary, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thank you for inviting me.
So the millennials, they're the dangerous ones, but when we talk about risky driving, what exactly are we talking about here?
Well, we're looking at things like texting while driving, which has, you know, become the largest kind of thing we focus on. But some of the things that have been going on forever seems like speeding, red light running, and some things like that. Drivers are still doing them.
Give us an idea of how many of us are engaging in those risky behaviors.
Well, it was interesting. In the millennial groups, now this is self-reported, so folks have no reason to lie to us in a self-reported survey, and just over 88% of the group of 19 to 24-year-olds admitted to one of these behaviors in the past 30 days from the date of the survey. The 25 to 39-year-olds, 79.2%, and then, interestingly enough, 40 to 59, the next group, 75%, and then the 16 to 18-year-olds were way down the list at 69.3%. So it seems like either they're not engaging in these behaviors or they're just not telling us about it.
Well, let's see, knowing teenagers, it may be the latter, we don't know. But that's interesting. I think a lot of young, very young drivers, new drivers in their teens maybe are just a little bit more hyper aware and conscious of what they're doing. Is that possible?
Well, and a lot of drivers within that age group are going through the graduated driver licensing process, which means they're driving with their parents. That's going to change some of your behaviors, of course. But they also have a lot of these ideas and concepts of safe driving that are fresh in their minds. And so they're adhering to these behaviors. As they get a little bit older, sometimes things change.
This is true. Of course, texting is something that they have grown up with, and those of us that are just, a little bit newer to it, perhaps we don't keep in mind that we need to, set the phone aside when we're driving.
Well, and it's interesting that it's texting is one thing, but it's everything else we're doing in the car, too, whether it's checking our Google Maps or, checking our Facebook page or whatever it is. And it's interesting, even talking to some of the folks that are a little bit, shall we say, older, more experienced maybe, they say, well, I do text, I do check, but I only do it at red lights, or I only do it when I'm on the freeway. And those are still very risky behaviors. And even a hands-free phone call, there is a cognitive distraction that contributes to, taking our ability to drive away from what the task is at hand. We just want folks to just drive. When you are behind the wheel, don't do the other stuff. Simply drive your car. That takes enough.
Absolutely. It's so many other things that you see other people when you're on the road and you kind of peek into their windows as you're driving by. You see people with, coffee, hamburgers, adjusting their makeup, shaving. I mean, you do see all these things.
It almost sounds cliche, but, the makeup thing and the shaving and, and I have seen many people reading newspapers and books, even eating breakfast. And by breakfast, I mean like cereal or oatmeal or something, which is a little dangerous.
Just a little bit. So what do we do with this information, Gary? How do we keep people safer out there on the roads?
Well, and it's important for parents to remember that you are your first driver, your child's first driver ed instructor. They are watching you from the time that they're in child safety seats and watching you do what you do behind the wheel. And if it's okay for them, it becomes okay for you. So if you're doing these kinds of things, regardless of what they learn during their 2 or 3 weeks of driver education, they're going to watch you. And so set that good example for your kids. And it's safer for you and the other drivers out there as well.
That's a great great point because, how can we tell our kids not to text and drive when they watch us do it all the time, right?
Well, and I think as with other dangerous behaviors, do as I say, not as I do, doesn't really work very well. And people tend to forget that getting behind the wheel and driving, even if it's just to work and back, for most of us, that's the single most dangerous thing we do every day. And, you know, we tend to look at like the last 300 days of driving and nothing bad happened, so nothing will happen today. And that's not necessarily true. Every day is a new day.
Yeah, absolutely. Good point. Gary, we appreciate the information. Thanks for joining us this morning.
It's my pleasure. Right. And you have a great day. Be safe.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.